We'll call to order Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee meeting February 6, 2024, 4:05 p.m. Item number two, Notification of Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised Statute, State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414, is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given an opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. And we ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Monette?
Present.
Thompson?
Here.
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda.
No move.
Second.
Motion is second. Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Monette?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. Item number five, proof of publication of meeting notice. That will become part of the permanent record. Item number four, contract amendment with UNL for the Know Your Well program amendment.
Good afternoon. Back in August of 2020, the board approved the action for the district to apply for a Nebraska Environmental Trust grant for the Know Your Well program. And at that time, the action also included the fact that the Papio Energy would administer that grant for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and the University of Nebraska-Kearney. And we would administer it for the length of that grant, which was 3 years. So the Know Your Well program it combines the efforts of the universities and the NRDs to educate local high school students on the importance of groundwater quality, and it teaches them how to take groundwater samples, shares that with the university, and then back to the community. So the community and the state has kind of a network of groundwater quality testing. So that's the premise for the program. And it's been going on since 2016. So the Papio being the administrator has really just been since 2022. So we just have it 2022 to 2025 is our run as the administrator of this. So basically we take the grant money and then we have two separate contracts with the University of Lincoln and University of Nebraska at Kearney who have different tasks that they do. We take that grant, we distribute it to those two entities through agreements. So back in December, UNK notified us that they wanted to terminate their contract. So maybe Bill, if you scroll to the very last table, we can see the dollars we're talking about. But UNK, basically their main task was to hire a program coordinator for Know Your Well, who was really, that job was for someone to go out and get the local high schools interested, connect with the NRDs. So it took them almost all of year one, and maybe the whole year to even hire someone, but they did finally, but that person ended up being in Lincoln. So UNK was trying to administer their tasks with someone who was already living in Lincoln, and they were paying them through UNK, and it just wasn't working out for them to do remote. So that's the reason for the termination, but UNL wanted to absorb that program coordinator and take on that task with their other tasks so that that person could still continue their work. So this doesn't change the cost of the program or the grants or anything. It just redistributes. Can you keep going? It's that second table past that. Thanks, Bill. So this amendment is to the UNL agreement to take what was left of the Kearney tasks and transfer it to the Lincoln tasks. There it is. Thank you. So this is attachment B1. This is basically what the amendment's about. Year two, we're about halfway through, so it takes half of those personnel dollars for the coordinator and research assistant, and then there's a few supplies and travel for that position, and it carries it to the UNL agreement. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But again, it doesn't change really what's getting done or the budget for this program.
We have no funds in there, right, Amanda?
Right. Yeah. So the grant funds cover all of the university's costs.
Thanks, Amanda. We can have a motion on this item.
Staff recommendation.
Got a motion? Can we get a second?
Second.
And a second. Anyone in the audience wish to speak to this item? Directors? Roll call.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. Item number seven, contract amendment number two with EGA for the Beltline Trail Project. Eric?
Good afternoon, everyone. If we can go to page two, there's an overview map of the entire Beltline Trail corridor. Just as a reminder of kind of where some of the locations are, if we can zoom out a little bit so we can see the whole thing. Starting in the lower left, they're numbered as they were in the master plan. But from 1A up to 1C, that's the area that is referred to as phase three in terms of construction. And then phase five is really in the middle there, the dotted lines, 2A and 2B. The area in the park is phase two. And the area at the very upper right is phase one. Do I have a laser pointer?
Upper right.
Sorry, I'm trying to describe this so that when we talk about the cost for each of them, we can make sure we understand where we are.
4C, but it's phase one.
Let's see this thing. Oh, there we go. All right, so in the upper right-hand corner, the very northern end, that's phase one, which is already constructed, completed, and open for public use. Phase two is the area entirely within Adams Park, from the lower left corner of the park up and around to the upper right corner of the park. That's phase two, also completed. Phase three is the very lower left portion, the southwest, from the intersection at the corner up to the thick blue line. Phase four will be this dotted line over here, from the park up to the school, between the phases that are already completed. And phase five is kind of a missing area that we will get to eventually when adjacent development patterns allow. So just kind of as a reminder about the different areas of the overall trail corridor. The recommended amendment to the contract is to provide some funding for the final closeout work on phase two in the park, which I just mentioned that was completed. There were some changes related to the dam and some reconstruction work that was necessary. And so EGA had some additional survey work. But that project is now completed, closed out, and accepted by the City of Omaha. So there is a change to the work that has been completed on phase two. Phase three in the lower left, we have had some changes to the design based on site conditions that were different than expected, and kind of continual shifting of arrangements with adjacent property owners and with the city and with the land bank on the property rights for the property overall. So there were some changes related to the work that was already in the scope. And we are now, this amendment includes the construction management for phase three. We are approaching bidding for phase three, and so we did not previously have the construction management scope included because we did not know what to expect during the construction phase for the engineer. So construction management is now being added for phase three. And then phase four, again from the park up to the school, this includes additional scope for design and construction management. That one we feel like we have a pretty good handle on what's going to be expected. It's entirely within the existing right-of-way. There is an existing asphalt trail that will be removed and upgraded to a concrete surface trail. And so we have a pretty good idea of design and construction expenses and construction management needs that we'll see during that process. We're also working to collaborate on that phase four with, at the top of the map, there's one additional project that is not being led by the NRD, but this dotted line from the park over here, Fontenelle Park, along Paxton Boulevard, that trail is currently in the process of being upgraded. So we will connect to that trail. So that, again, gives us a pretty good confidence on the work that we're going to be doing in phase four. So again, this single amendment does include some work that has been completed in phase two, some work that is ongoing and preparing for bidding in phase three, and adding the scope for the design and construction management in phase four. There is a letter from EGA that has a breakdown of the different services for phase two and phase three and phase four, and then it's also broken down by the different types of services. And then there are charts that reflect the hours for each of the different tasks. And I would be glad to answer any questions about any of that if you have any detailed questions. But the overall recommendation is to authorize the general manager to execute amendment number two to the existing contract for an increase of $208,998.54, bringing the total not to exceed up to $847,764.54. I'd be glad to take any questions.
Thanks, Eric. We can have a motion on this item.
Move a staff recommendation.
Second.
And a second. Anyone from the public wish to speak to the directors? All right.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Eric, on the, I think it's phase three, but is it on the map 1A, the trailhead?
Yes.
What kind of design were they thinking for that? Because I thought I drove by, saw some of you guys out there, but...
Yeah, that land is owned by the land bank. We have been collaborating with the land bank and the city of Omaha on property rights for a while. On Thursday, we have an agenda item about a public hearing for the entity to purchase that land directly, but it is still currently owned by the land bank.
Okay.
And so there have been people on that property, and I just received an email today requesting authorization to use that property. So we'll talk about that in the future. Again, still the land bank responsibility. But there have been people on that property. We're not sure what exactly they're doing, but we'll make sure that we are clear if and when we are responsible for the land. There is a bus stop on the northeast corner of the intersection of Hamilton, running east-west, and Military, running north and then west. There's a bus stop there, so there will be an improved bus stop with a little kind of shelter for access to the bus, and then kind of a plaza trailhead area. This is the southern terminus of the entire corridor. So since the beginning of the conceptual and design work, we've always envisioned the southwest corner trailhead to be kind of the opening access of this entire corridor running all the way up to, at the very northeast corner, another public transit location, the North Omaha Transit Center. And so the kind of bus access location, the plaza, there'll be an open green space in the middle. There'll be some additional parking added on the east side of Military for people to come to events. The layout of the parking and the green space is intended to allow closure from Hamilton up to Charles Street for kind of street festivals, similar to what currently happens in Benson and some other locations. But nothing like that exists in this area, and it's all kind of centered around the trailhead location there, and Public Works and Planning and Parks have reviewed those designs, and so that that southwest corner of Phase 3 has always been kind of the premier aspect of the entire corridor. That's why it's taken a little longer on the design on this one, but we're excited to get that move to bidding and move to construction.
Yeah, exciting stuff, exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be really great.
On the original concept for this trail, we wanted lighting on the trail, and Parks Department said, no, we're not going to put lighting in there. If that concept changes, and I'm not suggesting we hold off on anything by any stretch, but can this be converted later on for solar lighting on the trail?
So we,
and in your opinion?
Yes, I think lighting could be placed at several locations. I think we are in final approval with Parks for the kind of operational aspects of the design, and so the plans are not finalized yet. I'd call them approaching 90%, so we are still finalizing some of those specifics. So there may be lighting in key locations. We do anticipate that the corner by the trailhead, kind of the urban farming location in the center, and up at the northern end of Phase 3, those are locations where lighting would probably be appropriate. So we do anticipate probably at least a couple lights at those key locations. Probably not lighting for the entire corridor to be illuminated at ground level the entire distance. That can get very, very expensive. The North Omaha Trail looked at that, and the bid was very, very high, either for wired lighting or solar and LED lighting. So that's not something that the Parks Department wants to see long-term for maintenance reasons, but we do anticipate some kind of lighting at specific locations where people would get onto the trail. Again, kind of those three locations are people would the areas where people would access the trail.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other
Mr.
questions?
Chairman.
How long
is this portion that we're looking at, the southern and the northern addition?
I think the phase three from Hamilton
terms.
Military up is about it's about 8/10 of a mile, 4,000 feet.
The entire?
I'm sorry.
Three, four, one, two, three, four.
One,
the
two,
ones
three,
we're
four.
Building.
I think it's about
a half a mile, a mile.
No, I think it's closer to 3 miles from the very southwest corner to the very northeast corner. There's,
we're leaving the middle out. But
well, that would include the distance in the
middle.
I
counted 15 blocks. I didn't know. Okay, so let's say it's 2 miles. Is that typical for engineering costs for a trail or sidewalk?
Yeah, usually we see about 20 to 25% of the construction cost in the professional services, and that's kind of what we'll expect here for the overall corridor by the end of
the year. So you're anticipating full cost of this would be $4 to $5 million?
On the order of four for the four phases, once they're all completed.
Okay.
And phase one and two are already completed. Phase three will be the largest. We are working to finalize a cost estimate.
It just seemed like it was an excessive amount to design a trail.
Yeah, I did review that also to make sure that we have a reasonable amount for the type of work we're getting. But no, this is aligned with what we expect for most of our professional services relative to construction costs.
Not for me, but that's all.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Aye. I think that completes my report.
Give me the gavel.
Just for Thursday on that, was there any input on Malcolm X?
Eric can we can give a report on Thursday. Okay.
Talk to you offline.
Eric, do you have anything up on Malcolm X participation, the museum?
We just couldn't get them to participate in that.
Yeah, we couldn't get them to
participate.
Yeah, that's not anticipated. I think they were an awardee of the economic development funding that is ongoing now, and so I think they will now begin some additional planning for their campus, but they have not prioritized the trail as the as an aspect of their campus planning. We've tried several times to communicate with them. We would be glad to talk with them again if they decide they would like to do that. But based on the Paxton Boulevard trail that the city is currently rehabbing and upgrading, and then coming down John A. Creighton to the park, that seems like a very good option at this time in order to get the connectivity completed. So, again, we'd be glad to talk to the Malcolm X Foundation if they are interested, but so far they have not expressed interest from the several times we've tried to communicate with them.
All right, I just want a clarification before I start the FEL committee. Director Teaser is not here. Will alternate Director Conley be in his stead?
Aye.
All right. I'm deputizing you, Fred. All right. With that, the FEL committee will begin. This meeting's called to order. Item number two, notification of Open Meetings Act, posting an announcement of meeting procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back of the wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action, and we ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Item number three, quorum call.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Here.
Chairman?
Yes.
Adoption of the agenda?
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
McCormick?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Chairman?
Yes. All right, the proof of publication of meetings notice will be posted and has been posted. Item number six, land acquisition for dam site 12. We may have to go into executive session, as I understand from legal counsel.
Yeah, I recommend the subcommittee go into executive session to discuss land acquisition.
We need a motion.
Yes. Let's make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Time is 4:18.
4:18. Thank you. Thank you. We will go.
Jigging off the dock.
I was like, okay.
I had to do it this month because I'd forget next.
Just had to do it.
Fred would be disappointed with me if I did.
Yes.
Do you remember that at the dinner at the Legislative Conference when Tim was telling him, Phil?
You're not wrong.
I'm
on the table. It's to vote to come out of executive session. Roll call.
We need a motion.
You need a motion.
You need a motion first.
Come back in through.
Need a motion.
Phil. Motion by Director Davidson. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director McCormick. Roll call.
Conley? Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
All right, now back to item 6A, land acquisition for dam site 12A, the Roy Posh Residuary Trust, tract 1. Do I have a motion?
Move we go with staff recommendation.
Point of order should be read.
That was on the board.
Oh, I can read that. The in bold there.
Excuse me, would you articulate the recommendation, because it's printed differently here than it was expressed verbally?
Okay, I'll make the recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from the Roy A. Pass Residuary Trust Tract 1 for Dam Site 12 project for the purchase price of $1,369,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by the district legal counsel.
For clarification, that's the $75,000 number, correct?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director Conley. Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
No.
Conley?
Aye.
Chairman?
Yes. Moving on to item 6B. For tract 2, and I'm not going to go through all these names, but for tract 2, as pertains to dam site 12.
So I'll try to go through all the names too and make the recommendation for that the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Daniel DeGraff, Melissa Donovan, Stephanie Lynn, Nathan Rain DeGraff, Ellen Ann Maas, Ethan Roy Pash, Lauren Marie Pash, Logan James Pash, joint owners of Tract 2 for the Dam Site 12 project, for the purchase price of $2,788,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel. I know I messed those names up, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Do we have a second to that motion? Okay, Director Conley, second. Roll call. Comments?
Public comment.
Seeing none, roll call.
McCormick?
No.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
With that, we are adjourned.
We have a full committee here. Call to order the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee. RFP for Big Papillion Tributary Culvert Rehab Project. Notification of the Open Meetings Act and posted announcement meeting procedure is previously expressed by the subcommittee. It's on the back wall of the room. Quorum call, please.
Bonnets?
Present.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yeah, here.
McCormick?
Yes, here.
And Chairman?
Here.
Motion to adopt agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Conley? Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Bonnets?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
I have here in the file the proof of publication. Item 6, initial screen and proposals, selection of views. There's Martin. Just not looking for you.
Here we are.
Martin, proceed if you want.
Sure. We received 6 proposals from this project, and they're on the wall, I guess, or on the board. One from Benish, ENA, HDR, Houston, Snyder, and the Wells Resource. And maybe go to the next document, second page, Bill, if you could. Right there, where it says selection, just up a little bit. The selection factors for this project are these items that are bulleted: the project understanding approach, the project organization, adequate staff, location for the project, and also schedule, similar projects completed by the firm and the qualifications of the personnel. This is kind of the things you look at, you know, you go through the RFPs, through proposals and say, okay, are they really qualified? Do they have work with the, have they worked with the entity in the past? Have they did projects like this with the, you know, in particular with the district in the past? Are their staff local? You know, do they have staff here or do they maybe in some other state? And so that's the things you really look at. And after looking at all that, staff recommendation is that you would interview three firms, and that is HDR, Houston, and then Benish. That's the three we think are probably most qualified to fit in the category being interviewed. And of course, I'll be happy to kind of answer any questions you have why we think that is the case. But it's based upon past experience and then that they did work maybe like this or they worked with the Corps. One of the big factors here is they have to work with the Corps of Engineers, and so that's experience with that is important too, not just the working with us, but also have you worked with the Corps and do they know how to function through that process of 408 and 404? And so based on that, we kind of looked at three and think these three are probably the most suitable to the interview. So again, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have or entertain anything you have. So
I move for staff recommendation.
Second.
Any public comment? Directors? I have a couple of comments. There were two firms that floated to the top, in my opinion. And if you're recommending Benish, my thought on them is extremely general presentation. The project manager, Erica Sunny Mueller, works remote. It's like, where's the office?
New Jersey.
In New Jersey?
That's where she's working, in New Jersey, but most of the staff are here local in Omaha.
Well, that's not what I presented. She's going to be the key, the contact point.
That is
they didn't rank at all in my choice.
That is negative, and that's one, you know, if you were to ask us which two, we'd probably say HDR and Houston. We wouldn't probably include Benish as the third.
Well, we have that flexibility to do it.
You can go do whatever you want, but I mean, if you want to choose three, we think Snyder or Benish might be the logical third party to interview. The other two don't really have probably the qualifications. Wells or ENA, we think, probably don't meet that criteria, but Snyder and Benish have some qualifications, maybe not everything we want. Mm-hmm. Snyder, for example, is in Ankeny. Basically, their staff is in Ankeny, so that's not really local either as far as a local person. So there's some negative things about Benish and Snyder both. If you look at their staff locations and also some of their experience maybe with working with us in that type of work. So,
I'm not sure they're all Paula Wells, I didn't see much drainage work like we're asking for, so I wouldn't even consider it. Plus, they use plastic on their submission, which doesn't throw them out. We recycle all these things, and the plastic is, where is it, you know? And it's like, that's one of the first areas. We say please, we don't say it's an absolute, but anyway, that kind of like sets me up. But I don't, and traditionally, you're right, we usually interview three firms. And it's expensive for these firms to do the dog and pony show.
No doubt.
And set up and getting their hopes up. I wouldn't, Benish is not as well qualified, in my opinion, as the other two firms, as mentioned. So those are my comments.
I withdraw my motion.
You want to amend the motion then?
I withdrew my motion.
I'll withdraw my second.
All right, so.
Well, this is vote on it.
General comments.
We just vote on it. And,
okay.
Well.
No, then we'd have to make another motion.
Yeah, we'd have to make another motion.
I have a question.
Has every right to withdraw his, he can withdraw his motion, can he?
Yeah.
That he can do.
So we.
So. Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Did the RFP declare that we would be interviewing a final three?
No.
Okay, so we just take the initial screens. Okay.
And historically, we've gone with four firms in the past on certain projects.
It depends.
So,
yeah.
It's certainly within our ability to probably pick more than one, you know, in all fairness. So, so right now, can I hear a motion?
The attorney's still thinking.
You want to vote on that, right? Draws it.
People. So Jim, if you wanted to make a motion to amend to just interview two firms, then it'd be voted on.
Even though it's been withdrawn?
I the other directors make a motion. Mine's been withdrawn.
Well, you would do a second.
Withdraw motion after it's been seconded.
Oh, okay.
Friendly amendment. And then you vote on the amendment.
Which we, okay. Is there an amendment to the original motion that was, may or may not?
So Thompson, you need to ask McCormick to amend his motion to just do two terms, and then I'll amend my second.
Bill, you can amend it.
Well, you made the initial motion. He said you can't withdraw.
You make a motion to amend.
Well, I'll make the motion then that we amend that to just interviewing two firms, which would be Houston Engineering and HDR. Okay, I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right. Okay. And second to interview the two firms.
Mm-hmm.
So we vote on the amendment first.
Vote on the amendment first.
I have an after discussion.
All right.
Okay.
Any discussion from the general public on that? Further discussion? Vote on amending the motion.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Bonnetts?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
And Chairperson?
Yes. So the motion on the floor as we stand is to interview Houston and HDR.
Have to vote on the first.
Alphabetically, HDR first and Houston second.
How does that count?
Well, you had two firms.
What?
It's alphabetical order.
Okay, so you're now voting on the motion as amended.
Yes.
So you need the motion to amend, now you're voting on the motion to amend.
Right, we need two votes.
Okay.
Everyone understand?
Do it again.
Comments from the public. Directors, roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Bonnetts?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes. We are adjourned.
Clear as mud.